Archbishop Vincent Nicholls, you're here accompanying this delegation of British government ministers to the Vatican as a follow-up of Pope Benedict's 2010 visit to the UK. How significant is this visit here?
Well, I believe it's very significant indeed. It's a historic visit. I don't think there has ever been a visit of six government ministers to the Holy See. We're also marking the 30th anniversary of the restoration of full diplomatic relations. Now, the diplomatic history between our country and the Holy See goes back to 1470, I think it is. But I think this is a high point, actually, right across the sweep of those centuries. And it's a signal of the important and growing relationship between the British government and the Holy See, and therefore a recognition of the role that the Catholic Church plays throughout the world in some crucial issues in the world today.
The delegation is led by a Muslim minister, Baroness Wasi. We heard her talking about the need for the UK and indeed Europe to be more confident in its Christianity. That's a message that rings very dear to Pope Benedict and indeed to the Church in Britain today.
Well, that's true. She is in a unique position, coming from a family originating from Pakistan, a Muslim, a woman. So she has a kind of an audience which is attentive to what she says, probably unlike many other people today. And this is a constant theme of her speeches. So she's made a similar appeal to the bishops of the Church of England. She's made a similar appeal in a Jewish setting, and I think in a Muslim setting, and now in a Catholic setting. So she really is very committed to the positive good that faith confidently expressed and offered as a contribution to the common good really does make. And she's equally critical of those who, with a kind of stubbornness, with a dogmatism, want to isolate faith and privatise it. And it is often that kind of intolerance of the reality of faith which is holding back some of the best contributions that can be made to the common good.
And yet, as she has said publicly, when she talks about the government doing God in a more open way, she receives a storm of protest letters. As you say, this current of strong resistance to faith being practiced much more openly. Why are British people, the average British person, if you like, so fearful of this greater contribution of faith to the public life?
Well, I don't think the average British person is. I think there are some who make a lot of noise, make their voices heard. I think we saw exactly the same contrast in the run-up to the visit of Pope Benedict, when in the days before he came, there was an awful lot of noise. There was an awful lot of protest from a few. It was quickly outweighed by, I think, the much more widespread view that recognised in the Pope the representative of a faith and of an integrity and of a lack of self-interest that Catholicism at its best brings to society. So I don't think we should confuse what is a more widespread, though perhaps less vocally expressed view, with those who grab headlined attention. I mean, as I go around the country, I gave a lecture in Cambridge last week, and I was very heartened to recognise in the audience, which was a broad cross-section from Cambridge University, it was in a Christian-Jewish setting, to recognise in that audience a realisation that we need to find ways of allowing the strength and the goodness of faith, as it were, to breathe into our public life. Now, as Baroness Vossi said, this is not a question of, as it were, trying to infiltrate institutions of government and, as it were, divert them away from the normal pattern of work. But it is recognising that when it comes to service, when it comes to insight into humanity, when it comes to the motivations that really move people on, that faiths have got an awful lot to offer. That breathing in and out the realities of faith with the realities of public administration, the work of education, etc., is not easy, but that's what we have to learn.
Is this visit to the Vatican then a real indication of a much more determined effort on the part of the government to listen more closely to that voice of the faith communities, particularly the Catholic Church, perhaps?
Well, and the focus here is obviously on the Catholic Church. And one of the features of this visit is that the topics under discussion range far and wide, and they are global issues. Clearly, the British government does have a leading role in many of the issues that affect our world, in some of the topics that we're covering, for example, like the international work for disarmament and nuclear disarmament and the proliferation of small arms, in the work of education around the world, in the issues to do with climate change. These are big global issues in which British government does take a lead, and I think they recognise that the Holy See has a reach that is far beyond most other institutions. So there is a global perspective, but also I think there is a British perspective, because in a time of recession or in a time of economic hardship, we do as a society fall back on our goodwill and fall back on a need to look out for each other, a need for good neighbourliness, a need to see ourselves as supportive of one another. And in a myriad of circumstances, it's people who are generous and people who are often, not exclusively, often inspired by their faith, who will take a leading part in that. Sometimes the language is used of the big society. It's not particularly a happy phrase, but it means, at least in part, urging people to look around them and to play an active contributing part to the well-being of their neighbourhood. And churches and religious groups have done that for a long time.
If I understand correctly, there are some quite concrete ideas on the table as a follow-up beyond this visit for ideas of cooperation, perhaps cultural exchanges. Can you tell us anything about those at all?
Well, I think those discussions are still going on. But certainly the Minister of State for Culture, Media and Sport has been involved with discussions with the cultural centres here in the Vatican. And they've been looking back over the exchanges that have taken place over the last few years. For example, the Raphael tapestries coming to London, and also that lovely medallion of the face of Christ that came to London for the Treasures of Heaven exhibition of reliquies. And I'm sure they're looking at what might be the next steps. I think that's important because culture and the world of the arts is a great vehicle for the expression of the spiritual dimension of human endeavour. And indeed, as Archbishop Mamberti said yesterday, when a culture is cut off from its spiritual sources and its spiritual roots, then it very quickly kind of withers a bit. You don't want culture and an artistic expression, for example, to be in the hands of a political party or a particular political perspective. It has to breathe with that wholeness of the human spirit, and that includes its religious expression. So there is an inherent connection between art, the spiritual, and the religious. And I think we've seen that in London. There's been a series of exhibitions over the last 10 years showing to the public religious art at its best, and they've been hugely attractive to people. And the attendance at those tells us that the religious quest, the spiritual dimension of life in modern Britain, is as vibrant as ever.